Yeah, you were in there, right?
Because I didn't take this home, the same I took home one of your
copies.
That's
right, making sure everybody knows that I did it.
Shouldn't blame me. Believe me, if I had done it, it would have come out worse. You'll say, I promise you that. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins that if the Shulchan himself is a mumcha l'shchita, correct? But he can't make the bracha. Why can't he make the bracha? Because he's mute, M-U-T-E. But he's not deaf. If he's a deaf mute, then he's pasul l'shchita entirely. But he's not deaf. He has perfectly good hearing, 20/20 hearing. But the problem is, he's mute. And this could happen, by the way, to anybody. You know, not that you become mute, but maybe on a temporary basis you can't speak, so you can't recite the bracha.
Laryngitis.
Yes, laryngitis. So instead, the Shulchan Aruch says, let him hear the bracha from someone else. And this whole essay that we're about to embark upon is, who is this someone else? Is this someone else a shochet who's also shechting an animal? Or could it be anybody, even if he's not shechting the animal? Is the shochet yotzei the bracha midin shomei ka'one? What would be if he can't find anyone to make that bracha on his behalf? So the Rama writes in Hilcha Shechita, apparently this is the source for the Mechaber, Mumcha Shenishtatek Vu Mevin V'Shomea. If he is an expert, but he's Nishtatek, means he became mute, but he still has all his marbles, right, because he hears. A person who's not deaf, we assume he's intelligent. Shochet L'Chatchila. So you're not sure exactly what the Rambam means over here. Does Rambam mean shochet l'chatchila even without the bracha? It doesn't. The Rambam didn't mention that im acher mevarech. Right, the Shulchan Aruch was the one who added im acher mevarech. What should we say that when the Rambam added shomea, what he meant was that he's hearing the bracha from someone else? I don't think that's pshat the Rambam, in my humble opinion. So this touches on a famous sugya in brachos. It's also in chulin. And it's also Mishnayis and Trumas. And that has to do with a naked person, right? So it's a naked person who's not capable, according to Halacha, of making a bracha, is he allowed to be Mafis, Trumas, and Maisers? So for example, the Mishnah says that in the case of an Elam, where he's mute and he cannot recite the bracha, then he should not be appointed as the, you know, to fulfill this mitzvah. He should appoint someone else to be Mafrish, Trumas, and Maisrus. Why? Because he's going to have to drop the bracha. Now notice that the Rambam that we just saw in Hilcha Shechita is talking about a person who's incapable of making the bracha, and the Rambam says that he's allowed to shech l'chatchila. And apparently the Rambam, at least the first impression you get from the Rambam, is that even in the absence of a bracha, we should absolutely allow him to write Eina Brachas Makvas a mitzvah, so we should allow him to perform the mitzvah. And the Shulchan Aruch was a little bit more concerned about this. The Shulchan Aruch says, let's make sure that someone else will recite the bracha. But again, that's only l'chatchila. It could be that the Shulchan Aruch would agree that the Rambam, if he doesn't have anyone else, you know, it's always good to hear someone, you know, if he can't make the bracha, it's always good to get someone else to recite the bracha on your behalf. I mean, in the Mishnah Berurah, in Hilchos Birchas Hanedev, you'll see this like 50 million times. You know, anytime you have a doubt whether you should make a bracha, so the Mishnah Berurah will always say, get someone else to make the bracha for you. Yeah, what you say, Rabbi? I'm sorry.
There's no effect on the Shechita.
Yeah, but the only thing is, I understand very well that the absence of a bracha will not impact on the Shechita. The Shechita is a Shechita Ksheira even without the bracha. But the Rambam says, Shochet l'chatchila. It could be that the Rambam is telling me an additional chidush over here, well, and we don't know.
All the conditions have to be there.
I'm not sure what you mean. Right now, we don't have a bracha, correct? Because right. He's nishtatek. And I'm assuming that the Rambam doesn't have the Mishnah Berurah's Eitzah of getting someone else to make the bracha for you. And yet the Rambam says, shochet l'chatchila. You know, notwithstanding the Mishnah in Trumas, which discourages us from performing a mitzvah without a bracha, the Rambam seems to say that it's even l'chatchila acceptable for him to shech the animal without a bracha. Again, that's my first impression of the Rambam. But when you take a look in the Rosh, for example, the Rosh in Chulin, the Rambam, I'm sorry, if you look at the Beis Yosef in Simon Aleph on the tour, the Beis Yosef writes the Afagav, what's going on over here? Why is the Rambam and the Rosh advocating Shechita without a bracha, you know, for someone who cannot make the bracha, when we have a Mishnah in Trumas that says Ilem lo yitrom lechatchila? Umefarsh b'Yushalmi Hainu neshei yachol levarech. So let's just, before we, if you can do me a favor and cover the next line in the text, let's just try to figure this out on our own. On the one hand, we have a Mishnah Trumas with the Yishalmi's interpretation that we want to avoid a mitzvah without a bracha. No one's denying that b'di'evet you could be yotzei the bracha. You could be yotzei the mitzvah without the bracha. We'll get to the Ozer rule later on. But the Rambam seems to give you the impression that even l'chatchila you could have the mitzvah done, it could be performed without the bracha. Shochet l'chatchila. It seems that, you know, the Beis Yosef has an agenda here. He's worried about the Mishnah in Trumas, which is quoted in the Sugya of Chulin, and discourages us, l'chatchila, if all possible, from setting up a mitzvah without a bracha. What do we do then with the Rambam? So if you take a look at the Shulchan Aruch, which is the Beis Yosef la'halacha, he seems to be reinterpreting the Rambam, that when the Rambam encourages or recommends that the shochet who's mute will shecht l'chatchila, he means l'chatchila as far as hilchos shechita is concerned. The Rambam is not entering into the other dimension of l'chatchila, namely the bracha. So the Beis Yosef, when he codifies in Shulchan Aruch this halacha, he says im acher mevarech. And again, that's all because of l'chatchila. So he's taking the lishchot afil l'chatchila and he's adding a condition. He's stipulating that b'medvar amurim yishchot l'chatchila, that's only im acher mevarech. I mean, does state it in Rambam, but
he's reconciling.
Correct. He's bothered. He doesn't want to accept a contradiction between the Mishnah Trumas, the way the Yerushalmi interprets it, and the Rambam. You know, he feels uncomfortable about that. So what he'd rather do is to reconcile the Rambam with the Mishnah and the Yerushalmi. He's going to rather say that l'chatchila means we're not going to discourage the Shechita, but there's another issue, which the Rambam is not addressing explicitly, and that is the bracha. So the Shulchan Aruch adds that the lechatchila of the Rambam, he basically quotes the Rambam verbatim, but then he qualifies it with three words that we don't find in the Rambam, im acher mevar. So chlom de masnisa lo toni takanta di acher mevar b'shvilo. It means that the Mishnah didn't have that option right now. You know, there was no one else to make the bracha. So let's drop the idea of being mafresh the truma till we finally can work, sort this all out, and find someone to make the bracha. Aval enochinami im lo im birech lo acher shaper yochel litrum aflechat chila hol v'shomea habracha. That's the way the Beis Yosef interpreted this halach and shechita of an ilev, and presumably this is the way he's going to interpret the Rambam. Mm-hmm. Alright, now we get to the Arzarua. The Arzarua says that it's not so poshut to have someone else make the bracha. And the language of the Arzarua, as quoted by the Gos Hashri, is V'ein acher ha'omed olav yochel levarech b'shvil alashchita. Now, if we, again, we're going to see the shach in a minute, but if we take the Arzarua literally, it makes no sense at all. We have a principle in brachos called shomea ka'one. Now, we're talking about a person who can't speak, but he can hear. So why does the Arzarua say that the other person who's there cannot recite the bracha on behalf of the shochet. Why can't the shochet be yotze the bracha through shomea ka'ona? And the one who tries to reinterpret this arzarua and qualify his words is the shach, because again, before we see the shach, I'm not telling you that I understand the shach, I'm just telling you that on a technical level, the shach solves this problem. But I don't understand the shach. But that's a different problem. That's my problem. Anyway, so but let's just understand where the shach is coming from. The Arzarua is saying something that's unacceptable. We have a principle called Shomea Ka'ona. Why would the Arzarua exclude or disqualify the person who's standing there at the time of the Shechita from reciting the bracha on behalf of the Shochet? The Shochet hears the bracha and Fatik Avaisa. That's called Shomea Ka'ona. So again, you know, the Arzarua Lishitaso is going to say Lo Yishchot Lechatchila because there's no Takana. We said that if he can't make the bracha, we have to make a takana. Otherwise, we don't like the, you know, we saw the Mishnah Trumas and so on. But the Arzarua says there ain't no takana. I mean, the Mechaber says there is a takana. Let someone else make the bracha. But the Arzarua says no. That other person can't recite the bracha. So the Shach tries to make some sense out of this. You can't just leave this Arzarua kipshuto. Says the Shach, who is this Acher? That's what the Arzarua wants to know. For sure the Arzarua knows that there's halacha called Yotza Motzi and Shomea Ka'ona. And if the Elam can hear the bracha, then we have to apply and activate the principle of Shomea Ka'ona. The Arzarua can never deny that.
He can't say Amen.
He doesn't have to say Amen. Shomea Ka'ona doesn't require Amen. Oh, so what was the Arzarua then? Exactly. Can we consider the person who is here to make the bracha as a bar chiyuva, right? We have a principle of the following. Yotze motzi means if the two of us share a chiyuv, then I could recite a bracha on your behalf.
Even if you're already Yotze.
Even though I was already Yotze.
Kidder.
Why? Because I share the Chiyuv.
Right.
Now, who's obligated in Shechita? I mean, we're all in the boat together. Somehow the Arzarua wants to take us all out of the boat, except for the Shochet. And therefore, if we don't share the same Chiyuv as the Shochet, there's no din of Yotze Motzi. So, for example, would Shomea Ka'ona apply if a woman would recite Al Natius Lulav on my behalf? And the answer is no, because she doesn't have that chiv that I have. Again, she may take it upon herself and call a kavod and everything else, but her chiv is not my chiv. She doesn't have a chiv. And you can go on and on and on. A cotton is not a bar chiyuva, and he can't be motziyu in a bracha. So to set up Shomea Ka'ona, you need a common chiv. So let's now think about Shechita. Here are the three possibilities. One possibility is to say we're all chayv in Shechita. The other possibility is to say no one's chayv in Shechita. And the middle ground is to say the Shochet is chayv in Shechita, but no one else is chayv in Shechita. So the Taz says, based on this Shach, Tzorach Iyum B'dasa or Zeruah. We have a principle called Yotze Motzi. And we're all in the same status. We all have the same status vis-a-vis Shechita. Again, in a case of Pirchas Hanenim, so that's a problem. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah that Kol HaBrachas Kulam Af Pishi Yotze Motzi Chutz Mi Pirchas HaLechem U Pirchas HaYayin. Right, so you're eating bread. I'm not eating bread. So if I'm not eating bread, I'm certainly not Chayev in the Bracha of HaMotzi Lechem in Arts. Could be that even if I am eating bread, I still cannot make the bracha on your behalf. But that has to do with Shomei HaKoda, whether Shomei HaKoda applies to Birchas HaNenim. But anyway, I don't want to get off on a tangent. Just let me. Upirish Rashi Sham, Shal Birchas HaMitzvahs Amrino Nafal Pishi Yotze Motzi Mishum to call Yisrael a Raven Zela Zebe Mitzvahs. Aval Birchas HaNenim De'enon chova leka arvus. De'lolishani v'lo livra. Right? There's no arvus towards eating because who asked you to eat? So I think even without reading the next line of the Taz, we can answer the Taz's question based on what we saw already. In Birchas HaNenim, why is there no din of Shomei Kone of Yotze Motzi? Who told you to eat? You don't have a chiyu. Shomei Ka'on is based on the fact that we both share the same chiyu. In the case of Shechita, I could say the exact same thing. Who told you to eat? Who told you to shech? Where does it say in the Torah that you have to shech an animal? The Torah says if you want to eat the meat of the animal, you got to remove the isin avela. So you're going to shech the animal. I'll give you brownie points. I'll even call it a mitzvah. Baruch atah Hashem al-kei b'chlam al-shechita, whatever it is. But there's no chiyuv. You can't tell me I'm chayuv. If I want to pack my bags and walk out of here before I make the bracha, before I shech the animal, that's fine. No one could have any taina to me unless you paid me for the shechita. But I'm not chayuv in the midst of shechita. Chos v'ataz, l'chora, tiris al zataz, the yeshnam shnei suge mitzvahs. Mitzvah shechovas gavra, if you're going shofar a megillah. Right? U'mitzvah she'ena ela rishus. Kigon afroshas truma ushchita. Yeah, I wonder about tzitzis. That's a little complicated. But before we get to tzitzis, let's just think about it. So again, he's telling me that in afroshas truma
kiyum.
You mean this again? If we go back to the Mishnah truma, so if he's an elaim lo yitro, and we said before that the Mishnah in Trumas was not interested in a takanta. Well, it comes out now, according to the Oros HaRuah, there is no takanta, because we're talking about Hafrashas Truma, and Hafrashas Truma is a rishus, it's not a chiyuv. You go on Hafrashas Truma shchita, she'ein odom chayev lasosa, ach imu ososa, hareza nechshav kikira mitzvah. So it's really fascinating when you make a bracha on Hafrashas Truma. Really, the bracha is not related to the chiyuv, even though you say Asher Kitzchav Mitzvos Mitzivonim, but rather to the kiyuv mitzvah. Because in the case of Hafrashas Truma, there ain't no chiyuv. There's only a kiyuv, so the bracha is related to the kiyuv. But when do we apply the din of Shomei Ka'ona and Yotze Motzi? That's only if we both share the chiyuv. But if there ain't no chiyuv, because Hafrashas Truma, which doesn't lend itself to a chiyuv, or shechita for that matter, then there's no possibility, according to the Oros HaRuah, of applying the principle of Yotze Motzi, of Shomei Ka'ona. Umay de'amrini Yotze Motzi b'birchas ha'mitzvahs, haynu, dafka b'bracha al mitzvah shehi chovas gavra, mashen ki b'mitzvah asher reshus, where there is no chova, the whole v'efsha la'sosa al yedei acher, Mistaber di oso shiyocha levarech yases ha-mitzvah no lenechalik ha-mitzvah lezeh u-bracha lezeh. So he says if you have a mitzvah that's a rishus, you don't have any particular chiv, anybody could shech the animal or nobody will shech the animal, is therefore the person who's shechting the animal, he can make the bracha on the kiyum mitzvah, but just like in Hafrashas Truma and Masros, so the bracha is on the kiyum mitzvah. Therefore, you cannot make the bracha on behalf of somebody else.
There's no arvus by
this. This is no arvus. That's exactly what comes out. It's amazing because I would have said that. Look, you want to be makayim the mitzvah, so I should have an arvus to feel. An obligation to facilitate your ability to be mekayim of the mitzvah, but we're not going to say that. At least not according to the Oros HaRuah. So I was wondering, according to the Oros HaRuah, what would be in the case of Shechitas Kodshim? Because there the halacha is that you're obligated in Shechita, or for example, Shechitas HaPesach on the 14th of Nisan. So then the Shechita becomes a chova. It's not a matter of rishus. If you don't shech the animal, you'll be chayv kares. So in that case, maybe even the Ozaru would agree that I can make the bracha on the shechit on your behalf, even though I'm not shechting, because we both have a common chiyuv. But in the case of shechitas chulin, where there's no chiyuv, we don't share a common chiyuv, then there's no din of yotzei motzi. Each person who shechs the animal is going to make a bracha on his kiyum mitzvah, but no one else can be motzi him with that bracha. And it becomes basically like a birchas hamenim, where I have a right to say to you, don't eat.
That's why a motzi.
I'm not responsible for you.
Motzi and yayin are different by birchas hamenim, because they're a chova by Shabbos, for example.
Oh, in Kiddush. Excellent. What happens in Birchas Hayayin and Kiddush? There we apply the principle of Yotzei Motzi. It's a Birchas Hanenim. The answer is we're going to upgrade the Varipi HaGofen to Birchas HaChova. I can't say to you, who asked you to drink wine? I'm not responsible for your drinking of wine.
During the week.
But on Kiddush, I can't say that to you. You know, don't drink wine.
Well, yeah, well, you can tell them, yeah, sure. You get Kiddush on Pasch.
Okay, so if it's pass, I'll make the bracha on pass, but I can make the bracha on your behalf because I'm responsible. I mean, you could always ask, what if somebody's only chayv dora? What if somebody's chayv doraisa? And the other, right? The whole issue about making the kiddush on behalf of a woman. Mm-hmm. You know, do I have an arvus to a woman when her mitzvah of kiddush is only drabbana? Or do we say no? Maybe she has the same chi of kiddush as I do, because shomer zolam. You know, then you have the whole discussion. Yeah, kol sheyesh nafka. So far we're okay, and we're going to say the following: that at least we understand the Oros HaRuah based on the Shach. That the Shach says that the reason why the Oros HaRuah will not allow someone else to make the bracha on your shechita, says the Shach, because the way the Taz interprets the Shach is because the Shechita is what is a mitzvah, and the yeshivas we used to call it a mitzvah kiyumis. Maybe this is the source for maybe this whole concept of mitzvah kiyumis, and the nafkavina is going to be where the Yotzei Motzi would apply. Mm-hmm. Can I recite the bracha on your behalf? I don't really share the same chiyuv because you don't have a chiyuv to begin with.
Shofar.
What, there's no Chovas Gavra in Shofar?
Chovas Gavra.
Yeah, even if it weren't a Chovas Gavra, it wouldn't make any difference.
What?
We talk about women now, or
yeah,
oh, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. Yeah. I, with Shofar, I didn't know what you were referring to. Yeah. You woke me up about women. Yeah, women in Shofar, right? Actually, you know, I'm thinking out loud. According to this Arzaruah, the way the Taz is interpreting it, maybe the woman should make her own bracha on the shofar. Is that the minhag? I don't know if that's the minhag.
In the shul or just...
In the shul, let's say in the shul.
No,
I'm just saying, in shul, right? They have a separate shofar blowing for the ladies. Have you ever...
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever seen that?
They make the bracha.
So that's what I'm saying. Based on this arzavuah, it would make sense that she should make the bracha.
Yeah.
Now, Megillah is a little bit more complicated because the Gemara says, Noshim Chayovis v'mikra Megillah, so maybe I could make the bracha on behalf of her, because we both share the same chiv. But then that depends on how you understand Afhein Bofer. Does Afhein Hoyibosanes bring them back to the same identical level of chiv? Like, so the Bahag says that the woman cannot be Motzi Mehed Megillah because Afhein Hoyibosanes is not identical to his chiv. Because as far as he's concerned, he's chayvet mitzvah seishas man grom. She's part of a mitzvah seishas man grom, and not vos. Afein hoy bosanes. But that's not the ma'isa kriya of the chovas kriya. So she should make her own bracha on mikra megillah. I don't know. I'm just thinking out loud. I mean, this is going to give us a.
Actually, for women, they have a separate bracha, nishmoa, not nishmoa.
Even in the case of shofar.
No, shofar
not. Because then, in the case of shofar, all chayv in
shmoah.
Yeah. So, but in case of Megillah, should we change the nusach bracha? That's the Bahag. That if you
says yeah, and that's halacha.
That if we were reading for Megillah, I mean for a woman, then the mitzvah is not kriyas haMegillah, but rather shmiyas haMegillah. The hosif od hataz di ulai afa rosh moder liyisod ze. Whoa. Now the Taz wants to make peace between the Rosh and the Ozeruah. I mean, we said according to the Rosh that there's no problem if the mute, right, if the Elaim would shech the animal, And now we have a problem because we want to get the bracha in there. No one can make the bracha on his behalf, according to the Arzarua. He says the following: the sfirle de birchas hashchita ain't a birchas hamitzvah klal.
What?
Even hey, wait, hang in there, guys. This is a major breakthrough. The one who made this famous, by the way, this Taz, was Rav Weiss. What was his first name?
Yosef
Weiss. Yeah, he wrote extensively about this Taz.
Rav Weiss.
You know, I don't know if you did. You take your day with Rav Weiss?
Yes, I did.
I didn't take my day with him, but I was my first rabbi in this.
Yeah, in our day, we tried to get the Rav. I won't go into detail about that. But no, he was. And my father was a classmate of his. They used to call him Red Weiss. I mean, yeah,
he was a red beard.
Yeah, he was a redhead, and I think he died at the age of 100 and something.
He died recently, a couple years ago.
My father would be 104, and they were classmates, so he'd probably be in that. In my youth, nobody lived to that age, but today, I mean, people are living old a lot. I knew a woman in Canada who was 104, and she used to climb the steps. And she would wake up, we were hosts in her children's house. She would climb the steps Shabbos morning to wake up her daughter for minyan, you know, to go to shul. She was 104. I don't know, when I was a kid, nobody lived 104. I don't think. I mean, maybe we would read about it in fiction books, you know, Ripley's Believe It or Not, but nobody lived to that age. Anyway, so he says the following. We have a problem, right? Because let's understand the Taz's agenda. He wants to reconcile the Rosh, who allows an Elaim to shech the animal l'chatchila, like the Rambam, apparently because someone else, that's the Kesef Mishnah's on the Beis Yosef's twist on it, because someone else will make the bracha. According to the Arzarua, no one else can make the bracha for you. So the Taz wants to say the following: that in principle, let's say, for example, in Afrosh's Trumas of Maestros, the Rosh would agree 1,000% with the Arzarua. The principle is absolutely correct, even according to the Rosh, that no one can make the bracha on your behalf on the mitzvah of Afrosh's Trumas of Maestros, because there's no arvus and there's no chiyuv, and it's a mitzvah kiyumus. In Shechita, if we applied the same yardstick, no one can make the bracha of Shechita on your behalf. And that's exactly the Shechita of the Arzarua. However, the Taz claims that the Rosh had a different take on the mitzvah of, well, the bracha on Shechita. We would assume that the bracha on Shechita is a birchas ha-mitzvah. I mean, Haraya, Asher Kitchol Mitzosim Sivon Ala Shechita. But the Rosh says no. The Rosh holds that although it's formulated with a nusach of a classic birchas ha-mitzvah, but nevertheless, that's not the essence of the bracha. The bracha is not on the mitzvah. In other words, shechita is not a mitzvah. Shechita is what we call a matir. A truma is a mitzvah. The Gemara says that you fulfill two mitzvahs in truma. One is the hafrosh and the other is nesina. Now, why there's no separate bracha on the Sina, that has to do with Hilchas Shema, that maybe he won't agree to receive the truma, to accept the truma. But on the Hafrasha, for sure there's a bracha, because there's a mitzvah, and that bracha is a birchas ha-mitzvah. Not so in the case of Shechita. Shechita is not necessarily a mitzvah. I'll give you a mnemonic device. I don't mean that you should really believe what I'm about to say, but just as a way of remembering this yisod. I'll give you an example. Let's say Rav Moshe Feinstein. How many times in his life did he shecht an animal? Zero. Let's assume. I don't know if that's true, but let's assume. Why? I mean, Rav Moshe was makbid on kala v'chamur, and I could give you 1,000 examples. The answer is, because there is no mitzvah shechita. Shechita is a matir. Shechita is the way that you can remove the Eastern Avela. But there's no mitzvah. But you don't have to go to mikvah. You know, if you go to mikvah before mitzvah, you don't have to go to mikvah before you shecht an animal, according to this approach. Mm-hmm. So it's not a mitzvah kiyumis. It's a matir. Moshe l'mad dover dome. It's like a get. Right? It's like a get. By the way, that they're going to put your phone into quarantine, Rabbi, because that sounds like Chinese. Anyway, so a get, right? What is a get? Is a get a mitzvah? Could be a mitzvah in Matzah Ba'Evetz Dover. But if Higdiyah Tavshilo and he decides he wants to divorce his wife, I wouldn't call that a mitzvah. It's a matir. It removes the Yisr Eishes Ish.
But there's no bracha on that matzah. Why is correct. Bracha
here? Oh, excellent. And let's take the case of Hataras Nedarim, correct? Mm-hmm. So in Hataras Nedarim, we would not classify it as a mitzvah, we would classify it as a matir. You know, you have a neder, you want to be matir the neder, so you matir the neder, but it's not a mitzvah. You know, you don't get any extra brownie credits up in Shemayim for being matir and neder. So the Torah says under certain cases, there's an Isur, and this is the prescribed method of removing that Isur. But the Torah's not saying there's a mitzvah. It's not even a kiyum mitzvah.
Not even a kiyum.
So what happens in the case of Shechita? So the Arzuru understood that Shechita is a, there's no kiyum mitzvah, but there's a kiyum mitzvah. Which is very interesting because there aren't too many examples of a mitzvah that I could never ever be chayav in. And it always is by definition a kiyum mitzvah. So for example, in the case of tzitzis that you mentioned earlier, well, there are situations in which I'm chayav in the mitzvah. But here's a mitzvah that by its very essence is a mitzvah, and yet there's no chiyuv mitzvah. I don't know if we have too many examples of that. You know, can have someone who's chayiv in the mitzvah, but somebody else is not chayiv in the mitzvah. They only have a kiyum mitzvah. So you can talk about noshim mitzvah, seishes van grama, but to say that the mitzvah is not incumbent upon anyone in any circumstance whatsoever, but yet there's a kiyum mitzvah, that's the arzaruah. Comes along the rush, and he says, "No, shechita is a matir. It's not a kiyum mitzvah. It's." A license. The Torah permitted you to remove the Iser Nevela by doing a Shechita. Or, for example, the Iser Eivrim and Achai on the top of the next page. And now he has a Ravid in Sefer Mitzvahs. I don't have access to that. Maybe we'll look that up a little bit later on. Hine Aramam Shamana Bechlala Esin Lishchot Behema Chai V'yofakach Yochal V'sarm. Oh, here's the Ravid. So the Ravid says the following: Zu, meaning this chiddush ain lo tav. You know, it's, you can eat all the meat you want, but it doesn't have any taste to it, right? But ulai lav haba mechal essay essay. So he makes some sort of a last ditch effort to explain and justify the Rambam, and he's saying that the Rambam counted it in tarig mitzvahs really b'toras losas. No, you'll ask, why does the Rambam have it under Essen? So that has to do with the classification of what's called a lava b'machal Essen. That sometimes the Torah prohibits you with something, but it writes it in the language of an essay. So for example, I'm not sure about v'inisa mesnafshel sechem, right? Is there a mitzvah v'inui? You know, many mepharshim say there's a mitzvah v'inui to be in a state of v'inui. Others say no. V'nisim is another way of saying that you're not allowed to eat, drink, etc., etc. So the Rabbi is claiming that according to the Rambam, it could be that even if I grant you that v'nisim es nafshel seichem is only an isur, but nevertheless the Rambam would count it amongst the essen. Why? Because it's a lav haba mechlal essen. It has to do with the way the Torah formulated it. And this, by the way, this could have repercussions in halacha, because if it's a lav haba mechlal essen, you might have to give up all your, you know, all your money so that you don't violate this law. But the Rambam wants to tell you, no, it's not a law. It's a law of Omachal essay. So it's really an essay. And therefore he's going to classify it as an essay. But when it comes to Shechita, the Ravid says that although he doesn't agree with the Rambam might hold that Shechita is a law of Omachal essay. And since the Torah says you're not allowed to eat Eivrim and Achai, or you're not allowed to eat Nevela, so Nevela I learn from this lav that I have an essay that if I want to eat, I have to shecht. But the Ravid himself is not happy with this. The Ravid himself would omit Shechita from Tarjag Mitzvahs. So now we have a real paradox. Because if the Ravid is, you know, the best the Ravid could do in justifying, calculating Shechita as one of the Mitzvahs is to say, well, it's a Lava B'Machal Esei. Why is there a bracha? We don't make a bracha on a Lava B'Machal Esei. And the Ravid himself is not even, he's not even comfortable classifying Shechita as a Lava B'Machal Esei. He wants to leave it out of Taryag completely. It's only a Mati. Could be that the Rambam agrees that there is no kiyum mitzvah in a ma'isa shechita. The local animna b'minyan mitzvah yesh bo kiyum mitzvah, because the Rambam has get in minyan mitzvah. The Rambam has the hataras nedarim in minyan mitzvah. Why does he count in minyan mitzvah? There's no mitzvah. There's no kiyum. It's simply a matir. So the Rambam decided, we don't know why, maybe he needed to beef up the number to get to 613, but he decided that any matir is going to be counted in the Tayyig Mitzvahs. If the Torah says this is the only way that you can be matir in Isur, then you're fulfilling the will of the Torah by being matir in Isur. But don't call it a Kiva Mitzvah, yet the Rambam is going to count it in Tayyag. What does he have in the footnote? Oh, he mentions Gerushin. Oh, he's got Tumas Mess, the Rambam has, is one of the Tarik Mitzvahs. He's got Toin V'Nitan, he's got Tshuva. Okay, Tshuva is a complicated business. But in any event, the Rambam counts these as Mitzvahs in Tariyak. So the Rambam is suggesting that maybe the Rambam would hold like the Taz's explanation for the Rosh, that Shechit itself is not a Kiyumah Mitzvah. Either Rambam counts it in Taryag. The Rambam means to say that it's a matir. No, it's not inferior to get and to toin v'nitan and nidor hataras nidorim, all of which the Rambam tumas mes, all of which the Rambam counts in the Birkas HaMitzvah. So now in Taryag Mitzvah. So now we have to face the music over here. Okay, so why do we make a bracha on Shechita? We don't make a bracha on nidorim. We don't make a bracha on gittin. Comes along the Taz. Now again, I don't know, the way he's presenting it here, it looks like this is the Chiddush of the Taz. I'm not sure, I think this is in the Rosh himself. I don't know, I get a little confused here. Anyway, the Rosh certainly says this about Birchas Kiddush, Birchas Erisin. And I assume the Rosh applied it to Shechita. I have to look that up. That's the Rosh in Psachim. But the Taz says that it's a birchas shevach vodo. Ain on a mevarchin birchas on mitzvah, ella al mitzvah sheyesh ba kiyum biasiyoso, maisa shkita leka kiyum biasiyoso klal. Says the Taz, ikur kavanas birchas hashkita, it's not on the mitzvah or the kiyum mitzvah at all, there's no kiyum mitzvah in shkita, but rather, lase shevach vodo la kodesh baruch hu, Al sha'osar lonu es harayos v'hitu lonu es hanesuos. That's not in the text. Al sha'osar lonu achilas basar v'hitu lonu lecho basar yidei shechita. Because if you take a look at Birchas Erisin, it's a very unusual bracha, and that was the Rosh's kashim psachim. We never found a bracha that goes through all the, all the shtauslus and also we could have said shekichanu mitzosus yivano al hanesuin or al Erisin. Asher Kitchan Mitzvah Sov Mitzvah Lisa Isha Lakach Has Isha, if you want to use the Lashon HaKra Asher Osa Lonis Arusa Svehita Lonis Susa, what's the whole bit? So the Rosh says it's a Dircha Hashem HaFodoya. Now in Shechita we have to add a whole lot to the text. I mean, the text of the bracha is Asher Kitchan Mitzvah Sov Mitzvah Shechita. But he's going to add kaviyachol to the text. Not literally, but I mean, it's like a footnote on the bottom. And what we're saying is, sha'asa lono es ha-basar, and hita lono es ha-basar yidei shechita. And that's all written in the bracha. I don't see it in the bracha, but it's there. You have to look between the lines. And that's called the Birchas Shevach Vodoya. Oh, now let's go back to the Rosh. The Rosh said that the Ilam could shecht an animal, even l'chatchila. Why? Because someone else is going to recite the bracha. How do we reconcile that with the Arzaruah says that Shechita is not a mitzvah chiyuvis, it's only a mitzvah chiyuvis, and there's no arvus, and therefore no one can make the bracha on your behalf. The answer is, anybody can make the bracha on my behalf, because the bracha is not a birchas mitzvah. If the bracha was a birchas mitzvah, we'd apply the restriction of yatzah motzi, we both have to share the same chiyuv. But if the bracha is a birchas shevach v'odaya, then anyone can make the bracha on my behalf.
That's why
Bayeris
and
Machosin
doesn't make the
Baruch. Yeah, anyone can make it. It's a Birchas HaShevach, according to the Rosh. The Rambam is not like that. The Rambam holds that Birchas HaErusin is a Birchas HaMitzvah. So he says, U'memele shapi yochol kolecha levarach afilim acher shochet. Shavei kolecha v'yach Yisrael shayach le'shevach v'odoya Birchas HaShechita. We all have this wonderful gift that God gave us, except for the vegetarians, but we could all basically thank Hashem that He gave us the opportunity to shecht an animal. I mean, now he's obfuscating. He doesn't want to go into the difference between Neivah and Achai and Nevela, but Eina Zvucha. It's the way the Chachamim were misaki this Birchas Shevach Hodah. Every day, you know, you could add this to the Birchas HaShachar. We should say the Bracha al Shechita, because this is great. God chose us and He gave us Shechita. But the Chazal were misakin that at the moment of Shechita, we recite a Birchas Shevach Hodah. So, for example, Rabbi Yosef, if I showed you in Poskim that if he forgot to make the Bracha before the Shechita, he can make the Bracha after the Shechita, what would that prove? That's a Birchas Shevach Hodoyah.
There's no Birchas Mitzvah.
Correct. There's no such thing as a Birchas Mitzvah after you do the Mitzvah. But in Birchas Shevach Hodoyah, on the contrary, most Birchas Shevach Hodoyahs would come after the experience. Hosev Ataz, the Lefiz, and Nicho Mashachoson Ma'ares. Oh, this is what you were talking about, Rabbi. Wow, you could have written the text. V'arav mevarach birchas ha'erusin. Mishum degam birchas ha'erusin. Eina birchas ha'mitzvah. That's all the Rosh in Pesach. I don't know why he doesn't mention the Rosh. Yeah, anyway. El ha'reyu birchas shevach v'odoya. And then anyone else could make that bracha. Again, we're not going to make the bracha on a daily basis. That would be interesting. But we make the bracha only b'shas erusin. But the bracha itself is not tied down to this moment of time. It's a Birchas Shevach Hodoya.
It's not tied down to the Chosin. It's tied again, and that's why the Rav can say it.
Correct. And therefore the Rav can say it. And not only that, you can make the Bracha after the Kiddushin. Mm-hmm. The Rambam says after the Kiddushin, Fafalim, you can't make the Bracha. It's called Yisrael, it'd be Bechlal Osa Bracha. See, I'm wondering here, what about an Isha? Can a woman make the Bracha on Shechita on behalf of the Shochet if he's an Elin? Or for that matter, I could ask the same question about Birchas Erusin. Maybe a woman could be reciting the Birchas Erusin. She's not Chayav in Erusin, right? It says, Darko Shalish Lifos Vema. But the answer is, it's a Birchas Shevach Hodoya. She's no less obligated to thank God for Asul on the Saras, Vitul on the Saras, than he is. How far is the Rav going to go with this pshat? I don't know. You have to learn the Taz inside. And we'll just finish the paragraph from Dav Mincha. He says, "V'chein niradasa beinatam begeder birchas lachnisa bebrisa shal avrom avinu to birchas shevach hodoya to beinatam som shemvarchem birchas lachnisa liachar amnila mishum." And here's a quote of beinatam: "Delo alzos hanasa achsho bevarchel mishabech u'modul akosh baruchu shetzivanu al hamila shekishetav liyada." So it's a shevach hodoya on the opportunity to fulfill this mitzvah of Mila, and that's the bracha lachniso. I'm not talking about the other bracha, and therefore I can make that bracha after the Mila as a shevach. But again, I can't make it now. Why can't I get up today and there's no bris Mila and make this bracha lachniso with me? So the answer is they were misaki the birchas shevach hodoya in the context of Mila. Okay, then. So we'll stop here. Again, it's still your question is still very problematic. Why in Shechita do we make a bracha on a matir, a shevach hodoya, because of the Isur or the Kedusha that God endowed us with, that we need Shechita mimatir basar, and somehow the others, maybe Get or the Dorim, doesn't indicate that that great shevach hodoya for HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving us the opportunity to recite, to be matir neder. Wow.